You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
All right, any more requests for your rider?
Sparkling water that's gone flat, room temp.
Can I have a pep talk before I go on stage?
We get a rider, maybe chips.
I'd like to request a music industry ecosystem that uplifts the whole community.
It's Industry Rider on 95BFM, a New Zealand Music Month special with Stella Huggins and guests.
Hey, this is Gussie from Mermaidens and Earth Tongue, and I have a lot of thoughts about how we can uplift local music and create a really healthy ecosystem. There are a lot of aspects that we can get support for in order for this to happen. Something I've been thinking about a lot is, you know, we can have all this funding and kind of this strong local community of musicians supporting musicians, but it's really tricky to actually get people to spend their money locally and to not put all their sort of concert budget for the year into these big ticket international acts, which is, you know, all well and good, but I don't really think those shows do a lot for the local community. There's so many sort of organisations that can start from when people are getting into music as a teenager, say. So things like Girls Rock, To The Front, and Rock Quest, that sort of start people, you know, when they're 13 or even younger, seeing the value in local music. And I think even if, you know, these young people, if they don't play music, but they see their friends playing in bands and they get excited about, you know, going to a local all-ages venue, I think that's a really promising area that we really need to nurture. I remember for New Zealand Music Month, they used to sell the T-shirt at Hallensteins, and I can't imagine that happening now. It's like, it's such a sort of, you know, mainstream shop that's in like every mall. You know, maybe we could bring something like that back where it's really in the forefront, it's on your commercial music stations, and we can bring people who aren't in these niche communities over, get them on board. When I'm writing, I'm definitely thinking about the audience, but I'm not really thinking about where they're from. If I'm rehearsing or putting together a set for a live show, I will be thinking about how this is going to work, say, at a festival in Germany. I feel like my band's, the live show is such an important part of the bands that it can kind of translate anywhere. I think it's essential for me to export my music. From a financial point of view, you know, I can only really do one tour a year with my bands in New Zealand. You kind of hit a ceiling here. It just feels like you need to go elsewhere to keep growing. And also for New Zealand audiences to kind of see you in a new light and give you more value in a way. Like, that's a little bit bleak. But we really put bands that have toured overseas on a pedestal. Touring overseas is really expensive. That's the first thing. So it has been really crucial in my experience to connect with other people over there, whether that's people that aren't even involved in the music community, but they might know someone who books a venue, or yeah, those connections are really crucial. I guess the internet has completely opened that up as well for connecting with people. I know, yeah, we've had some bookings and some connections just from people that have, you know, commented on our Instagram posts saying come to Dublin or something. So that's really cool, and I like to use it as a tool, of course. Jumping in the deep end and heading out on tour overseas has been the best way that I've made connections that have, you know, given me really exciting new opportunities. So I think there's a lot to be said for just going out there blind and hoping for the best. I think a song that I've felt really supported by my community in making and performing is I Like to Be Alone by Mermaidens. And that's just because we wrote it and it was sort of in a very early stages, but we played it quite a few times live, and people really like hyped us up about it. They were very excited and asking like, what's that song? And so that motivated us to really work at it and to get it where it needed to be. It sort of went through a few different vibes, like I had different drum beats and different lyrics and everything. And I think that's the great thing about playing to live audiences. You get this sort of real-time feedback and gratification that is really motivating.
Industry Rider on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.